An Embittered Witch. Witchkin Chronicles, Book 6. Written by E.M. Graham. Narrated by Madison, an AI voice. 1. Jet-lagged from the overnight to Edinburgh via London, I was crooked and cranky, the carry-on dragging behind me like a stone. I was ready to scream at the doddering pace of the passengers sleepwalking their way up the ramp, while my stomach growled an order for coffee and food. The welcome scent of coffee brewing and the sugary hint of flaky pastry lured me to dodge and weave my way forward. When I finally saw the small coffee bar outside the arrivals gate, my stomach churned, but not in a good way. Margaret was perched at a small table in the Starbucks. I awkwardly rolled my carry-on over to her table and paused, waiting. She didn't look at me, just sniffed as she stuck that patrician nose in the air as if waiting for an apology. Anyone watching us would have no problem seeing who had been responsible for the breakdown in the relationship between Margaret and myself. As it turned out, someone was watching. With the kin, of course, someone was always spying. "There you are, finally," she said, as if I was late for a pre-arranged meeting. "Margaret." She sat there with her latte on the laminate tabletop before her, looking out of place in the modern plastic surroundings. A flick of her gloved hand indicated I should take a seat across from her. Her mid-calf tweed skirt and jacket flawlessly matched her tall brown equestrian boots and the draped shawl edged with fur. She tossed her long red hair back over her shoulder. She was nailing the 40s vamp look that day. A picture of the cartoon figure Jessica Rabbit came to mind, and I giggled, I couldn't help it. Lack of sleep does that, takes out all the filters in my head. She drew herself up, offended, and spit the words out. "This is your last chance. You need to come away, walk away from the kin. Today." "Really, Margaret? I thought you'd already given me my last chance. 6 months ago, wasn't it?" Seeing her in an airport of all places, it was disconcerting. Margaret Forsyth had no need of clumsy mechanical transport, for she could transport herself across the globe with little more effort than a flick of an eye. She still hadn't shared how that was possible, and I'd long since given up hope that she would ever show me. After all, I'd chosen to remain with the kin, to build my life here and follow my ambitions on the narrow kin path instead of becoming a drifter outside the law. Like her. I hadn't thought she would ever forgive me for that decision. Yet oddly enough, here she was. I slumped into the seat across from her. Rather than answer my question, she stared across at me, sipping from the frothy drink. The deep red of her lipstick didn't stain the rim of her paper cup. I waited. "You're your own worst enemy," she finally declared. Again I waited, merely raising my eyebrows while wishing I'd had the presence of mind to get my own coffee before confronting her. She would have waited, for the script was already written in her head. Cue entrance of Dara and action. But I refused to say my lines and play in her drama. Yes, I knew how to push her buttons. "It's all going to go to hell." She glared at me as if it was my fault. "If you don't act." "What? What's the matter now?" I placed my elbows on the table and rubbed at my temples. She held onto the table edge with both hands as she leaned forward. "The situation has changed. Drastically. Margaret, whatever bee is presently buzzing round inside your bonnet, it'll have to wait. I'm on my way to the Outer Hebrides to celebrate Hogmanay with Hugh and his family. Can we revisit this, whatever it is, in the new year?"